Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Dak.
And Dak's a little sick today, but yeah. We're running it.
Yeah, we're going. No, I got a little, there's just been some, you know, as spring ends and summer begins, there's always this junk in the air here in Houston.
There's so much junk in the air. Golly.
And so for whatever reason, it's messing with my voice. I now have this raspy, deep Darth Vader type of voice going on right now. Or at least that's how it sounds coming out of me.
Does your wife find it sexy at all?
No. Okay. She's probably wanting to stay away from me.
Well, hey, on today's episode, we're doing something a little different. We have stayed away from kind of a, what people will call like a tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tips and tricks type of an episode. But I think because of kind of the time of year that we're in, which is, I mean, we're only in May and it's already in the 90s.
Yeah.
Here in Texas, but also in Florida. We had some friends that recently went to Disney World and were kind of asking about, hey, how do you stay cool when you're out there? So, you know, it's an episode that probably has been done a lot with other Disney World travel podcasts, but we've never really approached it. But I think it's kind of interesting. I think when you have a lot of different maybe trains of thought on how to stay cool.
Yeah. So that's what we're calling it.
Your best ways to stay cool.
At Disney World. Yeah.
Because it is possible to stay cool.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when people think of Central Florida in summer, they think of surface of the sun.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I will tell you this, just a quick story to jump right into it. We typically would go in September because that's my birthday month. And so I'd always ask to go to Disney World on my birthday. And September is still extremely hot in Florida. And so there's been multiple times we've gone where I've been so hot that I have looked at my wife and just said, we got to get somewhere with some AC and we got to get there right now or I'm going to like pass out.
Well, do you remember our guys trip in May of 2022? It was just you and me and Randy.
Yeah.
And we actually had a third or fourth day booked. I can't remember. No. I had an extra day booked. Randy had to go home and you were kind of on the fence and you bailed.
Yeah. Because you were so hot and miserable. So yeah, I think if you're not used to two things, number one, if you're not used to Florida heat, I think it's even different than Houston heat. And then number two, which we do have here in Houston, and that's the humidity factor.
It is absolutely suffocating.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It is one of those things where you almost feel like it's impacting the, you know, how you're breathing and the air. And
so, and comparing and contrasting Houston to Central Florida, I mean, not that this is a Houston show, but you know what I'm saying? I think it can get hotter there, but I think the humidity we have here is probably more suffocating because we're closer to the coast.
Yeah, I think it's thicker for sure.
A little thicker. Man, today was brutal.
It was brutal. So I think because we're not normally a tips and tricks type of podcast, we're going to take a little bit of a different spin on this and that we'll give our suggestion, but then we're also, on top of that, we're going to layer it with some of our favorite places or things to do as part of that suggestion. So as we get into the show, we'll kind of cover this.
Let's do it.
All right. So the first thing I came up with was watch a show. So throughout each Disney World park, there are different shows that you can go to, different entertainment venues that are not necessarily attractions. A lot of the attractions are outside. And so what I'm talking about is getting inside a building and watching a show that will be air conditioned and give you a chance to cool off. And so what I did was I kind of comboed it with two things. What do I like and enjoy while I'm going to be sitting there? And what's going to last the longest? Meaning it's going to give me a good 10 to sometimes even 20 minutes inside a building with air conditioning and being able to cool off and kind of regenerate. Because that's the biggest thing is like, it'll just zap you. The heat.
Absolutely.
And so being able to get inside a building, watch a show that's entertaining, I thought that was the best way to go.
And
so,
again, and I think this is another area where, you know, we're kind of on this Disney versus Universal thing going on right now with Epic Universe coming out. And I think, again, I think this is another area that just that Disney has Universal beat. There are a lot of places that, to your point, you can step inside for 15, 20 minutes. There are more shows at Disney. There are more shops at Disney. There are more restaurants and quick service places at Disney. Universal, which is great, just doesn't have as many of those options to, that you can kind of get that break and get that rest from the heat. So, 1 point for Disney.
Yeah. Let's talk about some specifics. So, let's just kind of go around to each of the four parks and talk about a few of our favorite shows. So for me, let's start in the Magic Kingdom. One of the best shows that I think will take up some time and it's entertaining is Mickey's PhilharMagic.
It's like an icebox in there.
Yeah, it really is. And the nice thing is that for the most part, the queue is entirely inside. So you'll kind of go through the queue, and then even at that, you'll wait for probably a good 10 minutes in a waiting area before you even go into the theater. And then once you go into the theater, for those of you who haven't been to it, it is a what they call a 4D experience. So just basically, you have your regular 3D experience where you're putting on your 3D glasses, but then in addition to that, they have some interactive or some smells, some water kind of not spraying you, but misting up on you as part of the show. Really fun show. And it's about Donald Duck, and he's going on this adventure through different classic Disney cartoons, Peter Pan, Aladdin, you know, chasing the sorcerer's Mickey Hat. So it's really fun. That's one of my favorite rides, period. And so the fact that it helps me get out of the heat is that much better.
And it's known for a place to get out of the heat because it is like I joke when I say icebox, but it's kind of known for being a kind of a cooler place.
Absolutely.
Temperature wise.
Yeah.
Throughout the park. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
Can I mention one more? Yeah, Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
I love Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid.
Oh, yes.
It's also, so first of all, it's got the little, it's one of the few, there are like three or four places throughout the entire Walt Disney World Resort that have significant water features. So this is one of them. And what I mean by water features, like at Canada, you have the waterfall. At the Frozen Pavilion, the Norway Pavilion, outside the Frozen ride, you have a nice waterfall that if you stand close enough, you're going to get a little wet. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is another one of those attractions. There's just this nice water feature with some waterfall action. So, you know, as you're walking through the queue, you begin to cool down almost immediately.
Yeah.
And then when you get inside, you know, because the ride's one of those Omnimover rides, like it's nice and air conditioned and you're moving. So it's just a really nice place to kind of get an AC break.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So next place I would say is Hollywood Studios. And my show for Hollywood Studios is going to be the Frozen Sing-Along.
Oh, yeah.
Again, the queue itself is outside. But once you get through the queue, which typically
it's shaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get inside this kind of covered area before you actually go into the theater. But again, Frozen Sing-Along is exactly what you would imagine it to be if you haven't done it. If you haven't done it, you absolutely should. But you go in and you relive the Frozen movie, first Frozen movie storyline. And you're singing along and it's very, very entertaining. Kind of a little bit of some humor mixed in there as well. And so it's a great show. Your kids are going to love it. You'll love it as an adult. I love it. I'm singing along and belting out all the songs right along with the rest of the audience. So it's great. It's great.
100% agree with you. Let me give you option number two, which I think is underappreciated. Walt Disney Presents.
Mm-hmm.
The little museum there, you can take your time strolling through, looking at the artifacts. But at the end, you have the movie, which is usually a 10 to 12 to 15 minute movie. Again, a place to sit. A place to grab an AC break.
No, absolutely. That would definitely be on my list because it's kind of a walk-through museum, so you can take your time.
You can take as much time as you need.
You don't need to rush through it. No one's pushing you along, and so I totally agree. That's a great place to
kind of take a break. And if you like history, it's a great place to catch up on Walt Disney history. Yeah.
All right, so moving over to Animal Kingdom, my show over there of choice.
This one's tough because Animal Kingdom is known to be the hottest part. I think it's a tie between, depending on the day, Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, Hollywood has very little shade, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not a lot of shade there.
Yeah. So, okay, so Animal Kingdom, I'm going to say the Lion King show. That's absolutely one of the best shows you can get into. It's super entertaining. It's there's trapeze artists there. There's I don't know what you'd call that lady that's in the bird suit that spins, but it's amazing. I guess
spinning lady in a bird suit. We'll call her.
That's
right.
She's
got a title somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's trapeze because she just sits on the cable and spins. So, anyways, the point is, it's a show about the Lion King. And they're singing, there's dancing, the kids get involved. Again, it's a longer show that you're going to get to sit there for a while. The only downfall I'd say about it is the queue is outside. It's got a shaded covering, but you're still going to be outside until you actually get in the theater. And then once you get in the theater, it's great.
Okay. Can I add one to Animal Kingdom?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So the Cali River Rapids, this is the water attraction. You're on this this big raft, and you can get pretty soaked on it. A lot of people are hesitant to get soaked when they're at the parks, and understandably so, because you don't want to get blisters. People don't want to pack an extra pair of socks or shoes. I think during the summertime, it's one of those things. Again, it takes a little forward thinking, but we've talked about getting lockers in the past. Lockers are relatively inexpensive for the benefit they offer, which is you can store kind of a lot of crap in there. So, Cali River Rapids, again, kind of in the back, where maybe it's a day you wear Crocs or take an extra pair of socks. But you want to cool down, just get yourself soaked on Cali River Rapids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I could not agree more. All right. You good to move over to Epcot?
Let's do it.
So for me, Epcot, it's going to be the show that will, again, get you out of the sun, give you some time to cool off. It's going to be Turtle Talk with Crush. So okay. this is a fun little interactive. What I will say about it is Turtle Talk with Crush is in the Seas Pavilion. The nice thing about that is, again, you can walk around. It's one of the largest aquariums, I want to say, definitely in Florida.
It's huge.
I want to say it's one of the largest aquariums in the United States, but I'm not 100% on that. So don't hold me to that. I don't want any hate mail from aquarium lovers. So what I will say though is, again, it's one of those indoor areas where you can take a lot of time. You don't have to be rushed through it. And then Turtle Talk with Crush is great because it's interactive. The kids absolutely love it. If you haven't experienced it, you go into a theater, they have a screen, Crush, the turtle from Finding Nemo, comes onto the screen, and he is literally talking and interacting with the audience, which I got to tell you, the first time I experienced was like mind-blowing.
It was like sorcery. How are they doing this?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. It was like sorcery because you're just like, I don't understand. I mean, he's like, you little boy in the blue shirt sitting in the front, where are you from? Chicago. Oh, really? What part of Chicago?
It's one of those experiences that you don't want to know how they do it because it's so magical the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So that's a great indoor experience, I think, to get you out of the heat for quite a bit of time.
Yeah. And here's what's great about Epcot. Epcot, out of all the parks, Epcot has a lot of places.
I think it has the most.
Almost every pavilion in the World Showcase is going to offer an indoor space that you can either do some shopping. But I think when it comes to beating the heat in Central Florida, you want to be able to sit down and relax. Like, for example, Canada Far and Wide, which is the Circle Vision show. Yeah. You're inside, it's air conditioned, but you have to stand up.
Yeah.
You want to get off your feet, right?
No, totally agree.
So the Beauty and the Beast sing-along, another option. You could just sit down. Living with the Land.
Yeah,
that entire pavilion, it's got the restaurant,
huge.
It's got Soarin', but it's just got places to sit.
Sit, eat, get off your feet. There's a couple of attractions in that building with Soarin' and Living with the Land. So you could hang out in the Land Pavilion for quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
If you're,
it does have like a smell. Like, you know, like you walk in, it's like, it's, there's a couple different, there's a quick service place and then there's the Garden Grill, which is that buffet.
Yeah.
So those two restaurants,
Sunshine Seasons.
That's right. That's what it is. Yeah. And it's kind of mingled with the Living with the Land ride, which
has water in it. So it's going to have that weird pirate water
for those
smell.
Who know what we're talking about, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. There's just a smell in that. Like, it's very nostalgic though.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You like, you could walk in and be like, oh, I'm in Living with the Land. Yeah. So for
I
sure.
If, I wonder if the Magic Candle Company has a candle.
They have
Living
to.
With the Land or the Land Pavilion.
They have to. Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned another thing that was on my list, which kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, just getting in a building, and that is, you know, taking a shopping break or going and seeing an exhibit of some kind. And so I think, you know, if you can't get back to your hotel room and just take a midday break, which I would say is a huge tip for people, let's say you don't want to leave the parks. So I would say jump into a shop or go to a place where you can spend some time. And, you know, just again, this is going to be a little bit tougher because to your point earlier, you're probably not going to be able to get off your feet, but it is going to be air conditioned. It is going to give you a chance to not be standing out in the direct sun. So just kind of, again, going around the horn, I would say Magic Kingdom, it's going to be Main Street Shops and the Emporium. So down both sides of Main Street, you can really basically funnel yourself the whole way through Main Street indoors, which allows you to get out of the sun, maybe be in some air conditioning. I will say it's probably not the strongest air conditioning because...
Well, they keep the doors open.
Yeah. But it at least gets you out of the sun.
And I would say, too, the shopping over in the very back of the park with... that area with the Barnstormer.
Oh, and, yeah. Pete's Big Top.
That's actually a decent size
shop. For sure.
And it's, as many times as I've been there, I wouldn't say it's ever been crowded. And there's also right next to it, KC Splash and Soak.
Yes, sir.
So for the kiddos, it's like a little water park. I mean, it's a little water playground.
Yeah.
You know, for the kiddos.
Good call.
And if you're, I mean, listen, we're all kids at heart when we go to Disney. So again, get you a locker, get you some, I would even say like on a day like 95 degrees and you know, it's going to be hot. Is there any downside to wearing a bathing suit to these parks as an adult? I mean,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Is that now a lot of these shorts that I mean, I don't know what it's like for girls. Yeah. A lot of these shorts that guys can buy, they're like shorts and swim trunks all in the same thing. So no, I got no problem with that.
Yeah. Cause listen, I've got no problem getting my feet wet over at KC Soak and Splash.
Absolutely.
Splash and Soak.
Absolutely. Okay. Another one I had, I just mentioned this again, but we'll give it some more love, which is in Epcot, that Seas Pavilion, any of the pavilions. So Land Pavilion, Seas Pavilion, trying to think of the new place, what it's called. That Connections, shop is huge now.
Oh yeah, that one's a huge shop.
And so that'll give you some. So these are just some great places to kind of think about as you're planning ahead. If you got a trip coming up in June or July, August, September, these are all super hot months. And so I would say just know your exit routes, right? Like there's going to be a point in your day where you're just like, man, it is so hot. Let's take a break. If we're at Epcot, let's get into one of the pavilions or let's go hit one of the shops and have a place to cool down. I think I know one that you'll mention that I'll leave to you.
Are you talking about Club Cool?
That's where I'm going, baby.
Man. Again, let's say, and we talked about Club Cool. This is one of my favorite spots because it's unlimited soda for lack of better words, right? You go in, you get, there's, I think like five or six different testing stations.
Absolutely.
There's eight drinks on each station. I mean, they're all the same drinks, but you get eight and you just get your little paper cup and just, you know, drink away. Now, granted, like, I mean, when you're trying to beat the heat, you want to drink water, right?
Right, right.
So you're not going to maybe necessarily refresh yourself with nice quality H2O. As Bobby Boucher would say.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, get you some. And I think that takes us to the other point. And maybe you're going to go there, which is you can get ice water wherever.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
You don't have to take in your bottled water if you don't want. Now, some people prefer to do that, which is totally cool. But you can go to any one of those quick service restaurants that have the soda fountains.
Yes.
And you can get water for free.
Yeah. You just walk right up to the cast member. You don't have to wait in line or anything like that. You just go right to the cast member that is handing out all of the food. And you just say, can I get, you know, 4 cups of ice water? And they'll absolutely hand it over to you.
And you don't even know, like at the restaurants that have the drink stations, you don't even need to ask a cast member.
Probably not.
Just go right up and say, and just get some water.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to question you.
No.
So,
don't be one of them gross people that put your glass right next to the
dispenser. There are some water bottle filling stations.
Absolutely, yeah.
Throughout the park.
But I mean,
rides.
Yeah, they're not as cool or cold water coming out. So I would say, any quick service location, you can walk right up to the cast member and get some ice water. So that's a good call there. Yeah. Over at Hollywood, a nice exhibit or shop. I had, this isn't my normal go-to place, but the Star Wars launch bay is a huge area where you can go in and get out of the sun. That was my main focus, is I'm getting out of the sun. There's things to see. I can sit down and take a break. No one's going to say anything to me. There's actually some character meet and greets in there if you want to meet Chewbacca.
It's been a while since I've been there. I think last time I was there, they were doing a meet and greet with Chewbacca and BB-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still the case, but what I do know is that it's a big area that's probably not going to be super busy or crowded, and you can find a cool spot to sit down and just kind of, again, Hollywood is one of those locations that doesn't have a lot of shade. And so being able to go inside an AC building and just take a break is where I'm going with all this.
No, that makes sense.
For sure. All right. And then, Animal Kingdom. This is kind of, to me, a little bit of a hidden gem. And that's Rafiki's Planet Watch. Have you ever been out there?
With taking the train?
Yeah. You take the train out to Rafiki's. Yeah. And there's a petting zoo.
Yeah.
So obviously the petting zoo is outside. But what's really cool is they have two things going on there. They have a working live veterinary clinic.
Yeah.
So you're actually watching the veterinarians that are taking care of the animals at Animal Kingdom. Sometimes they're doing procedures. Sometimes they're just giving education. But it is very, very entertaining, especially if your kids are into animals. Super entertaining.
Yeah, it's a cool place. You have to get there early because they shut down that train at 4.
Yeah. And then the other thing they'll do there is, if you catch it right, they'll do one of those animation draw-alongs with an actual animator.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they'll walk you through how to draw Pluto or how to draw, you know, Mickey or whatever. Yeah. But again, it's a sit-down, take a break, big facility that allows you to get out of the heat and in some AC, which I would say second hottest park in Disney World is Animal Kingdom. It's so hot sometimes.
Yeah, it is. For whatever reason, because there's lots of shade.
Yeah.
Lots of trees.
For sure.
Must be the asphalt.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you kind of mentioned this with the quick service conversation, and that is, to me, another way to cool down is just take a longer lunch. Like, I think sometimes we go to the parks. We've talked about this before as well. You're go, 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 go. And you want to get your lunch and then get back out and hit it again. If you're going, you know, hard and fast through the parks, it doesn't hurt to take an hour and a half long lunch, whether that's an actual sit down restaurant or a quick service, and just find an inside one where you can just take a longer break.
Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
One that I've taken very, very, very many times, taking a long lunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. And then the last stay cool advice that I have is, dude, take an ice cream break. Take a Dole Whip break. Like, I mean,
I think the question after that is, how many times do you take those breaks? Because I'm thinking on a day like today where it's 95 degrees, I'm like, okay, there's one in the morning, one after lunch, one mid-afternoon, one early evening.
One to finish off the night.
I mean, that's five ice cream breaks. And maybe not all of them are like you're solo. Maybe you're sharing some of those with others. Yeah. But, oh, yeah, dude.
And the biggest advice I would have on this, again, I don't know if I want to call it a pro tip or not. I think it's pretty well known. But that's that they're at the, I can't remember what it's called. In Disneyland, I know it's the Tropical Hideaway, but I don't think it's called that. Right outside of the Tiki Room is where you can get your Dole Whips. But the good news is that you can actually take your Dole Whip inside the Tiki Room. Again, that's another 10 or 15 minute show. So you sit there with your Dole Whip, you watch the birds sing and the lightning thunder and watch the Tiki Room show. And
why can't I can't remember that? So the Sunshine Tree Terrace, Sunshine Tree Terrace is like
it's before
50 yards away.
Yes.
And that you can also get Dole Whips there. Certain, absolutely. Different Dole Whips. What's the, oh my gosh. Yeah. What's the one there next to?
We're getting there, folks.
Tiki Room.
Stay with us.
Right by Aladdin's carpet.
Yeah. This is embarrassing.
Kind of. It is embarrassing.
Here we are supposed to be running our Disney podcast and we can't even tell you. My map is not loading.
Well, oh, man. Yeah. Well,
Aloha Isle.
Oh, my gosh.
Why could we not remember that?
Idiots. Yeah. Well, listen, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you get your Dole Whip there at Aloha Isle. Yeah. And, man, head on into the Tiki Room.
All right. Well, I have kind of an unconventional one.
There you go.
So one of the things that people like to do is rope drop.
Yes.
Get there early so they can get on a ride sooner than everybody else. I've talked about this. I would say don't rope drop. I may even be an anti-rope drop guy.
I think I am.
Yeah. My family's rope is anti-rope drop. We do not get up and get to the parks early. And I think this is one of the reasons why, because you can take the morning to kind of relax. Whether you're at your hotel, at a Disney resort, at Airbnb, you take the morning, you swim, you have a nice breakfast, and then around maybe 2-3 o'clock, you head over to the parks. And by that time, all the people that have been there since rope drop, they're getting tired. They're getting hot. They're getting exhausted. And they're going to start bailing at around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And what normally happens is that, especially in the summertime, when the sun goes down, the park kind of is clean. And I want to say cleaned out, but I think the crowds are definitely less in the evenings during the summer because people have been so exhausted from the day.
It takes a lot out of you. I could believe that theory for sure.
I think it's just a matter of preference. Would you prefer to rope drop and be there during the day and then get tired and go back to your resort or whatnot? Or you take the morning off, you get there. We prefer the parks in the evening. You get the lighting, the fireworks, the show. I mean, it's just amazing at night. So yeah, it's a little warm at night, but you'd rather the sun be down, have a nice little breeze, and then you do it all over the next day.
Yeah.
And you're still, I don't think you miss that much time with the attractions or the shows.
No, I agree.
You know, and again, this is like coming from somebody that's been to Disney World a lot. I don't feel the pressure or the stress of trying to get everything done. Now, if this is your first trip to Disney World, and maybe your only trip for the next 10 years, and you just want to get everything done, then, well, this strategy doesn't work for you, and that's totally fine. Yeah. So, but, and we talked about this, you build in a break day. That might help with kind of recharging your batteries.
No, 1,000%. Yeah. I think if you're there for, what were we saying the other day?
Every two days you take a day off.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with that. I would 1,000% endorse that for anyone that's going, especially in the summertime. Take a day off, just relax, don't be out in the heat or the sun, or if you are, you know, make it a pool day or something like that where you can cool off. So I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah.
I would say my unconventional tip or trick to staying cool, we kind of combining a few things, which is number one, you take an extended lunch. So what I would do is if I was at the Magic Kingdom, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go all the way over to the Polynesian. Mm. I'm going to go to Captain Cook's. Have a nice, relaxed, casual lunch. Maybe explore the Polynesian a little bit. They have one of the most beautiful lobbies, I think, in all of the Disney resorts. And secondary pro tip is you can get a Dole Whip at the Polynesian.
Yes, you can.
So one more reason to just grab an ice cream break and just make a couple of hours out of it in one of the most gorgeous resorts there are on property.
And I apologize to the Polynesian for saying this, but you almost... The sofas and chairs at the Poly are really comfortable.
Yes.
So listen, you didn't hear this from us, but you grab your pulled pork nachos, you get your Dole Whip, and if you happen to doze off,
hey,
on one of their sofas, I don't think anybody's going to kick you out.
Nope.
Let it roll.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. So. And you talked about going back to your resort and taking a nap, right?
Yeah, for sure. So that would be another thing is, if you can, I would say a great way to cool off or just recharge yourself in the heat, head on back to your resort, especially if you're staying on property. I would say that's one of the biggest benefits to staying on property if you're staying on property is go back to your resort, get in your room, kick that AC down to 68 or however low it lets you go, you know, kick your feet up, let the dogs breathe a little bit, you know, and maybe even build in that pool break in the middle of the day. I'm telling you, if you're from, you know, Wisconsin or Iowa or someplace up north, I realize it gets hot there too, but Florida heat is a different kind of heat.
There's something different. I think you have to get wet.
Yeah,
I think at the very minimum, you go into a bathroom and you splash water on your face and just to cool yourself down, get you a cooling towel.
So that was one
get
that
you
I
something
forgot
like
to,
that yeah. A cooling towel. I know they even make those backpacks now that you can put, ice packs in it, and they'll basically keep your stuff cool and
keep
it on your backpack. I hate carrying a backpack.
I do too. I think that's one more thing that makes you hotter.
Yeah.
So you just nailed something as well for me, and that is those cooling towels are lifesavers.
Yeah.
I just think they work so well, and now they even make cooling hats. So if you're a bald guy like Randy and I, you know, you're getting your ice water from the quick service, soaking your hat in that and then putting it on your head, it really cools you off. So that's another good tip to stay cool.
You know, and I think the whole point of this is, like, I think people complain about Disney because it's so hot. And it is hot, rightfully so.
Yeah, rightfully so.
But I think you can still have a magical experience. I think you can go there. It can be, and we've talked about this, and the data is starting to back this up. Summertime is a less crowded time of the year. It is actually a better, like, if you're looking for low crowds, go in the summertime.
Totally agree.
Go in the summertime. Yeah. You just have to manage
expectations.
Manage your health, manage your coolness.
Yeah.
And I think it can be a really good experience.
Yeah. Just plan ahead and know that it's coming, right? Just like those afternoon showers in Florida, it's 100% going to happen. But plan for the heat and build in, like I say, build in your escape routes so that you know when and where you're going to take your breaks. Don't try to push yourself beyond your abilities, and you can have a great time.
Yeah.
Great time in the summer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, this was an information.
Well, listen, great show.
What else we got? Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, sorry. You were going to say something, weren't you?
No. I was just going to say, give us a like and a follow. if you have any pro tips on how to stay cool in the parks, we'd love to hear what you do to stay cool while you're at Disney World.
Yeah. And listen, if you like this episode, despite Dax raspy.
Yeah. This is not the norm.
Let's be honest. It was kind of nice. Kind of a, you know,
soothing
raspiness. Yeah. Hey, we would appreciate if you're listening through Apple or Spotify or whatever service you're listening to, if you could just, you know, hey, give us a 5-star review. If that's all you do for us, we appreciate it. It helps the show grow. We're just trying to share our love of Disney to all those who want to listen to it. So helping the show grow is would help us out a lot. And we 100% would appreciate it. So with that said, until next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Later.